The colonel's coming in. They'll be flying in and flying out. And the unemployment will be ridiculous.
There's a committee meeting inside Parliament House today. It's called the Joint Standing Committee of Treaties. Their job, their number one job is to make sure this treaty, this fair trade agreement, is in the national interest of Australia. Well, can you please send them a message and tell them it's not?
Inside Parliament is the Federal Joint Standing Committee hearing about the free trade deal. Representing the unions and charities and churches for fair trade is Dr. Patricia Ranald.
We advocate for fair trade based on human rights, labour rights and environmental sustainability, and we are concerned that this trade agreement has no positive commitments to those principles, particularly labour rights and environmental standards, unlike previous agreements, for example, like the Korea Free Trade Agreement. We're also concerned about the temporary labour provisions, which we believe will not provide enough opportunities for local workers and will mean that overseas workers can be brought in and they will be excluded from normal labour rights of workers in Australia, and they could be paid at a minimum Australian rate, which is less than workers on equivalent projects, local workers on equivalent projects would be paid.
Give an example where that would be a real problem, do you think?
Well, look at the Shenhua mine, which is a very controversial development on environmental grounds, being contemplated, hasn't quite been approved yet. Now, I understand that locally they hope that the employment levels from this mine will be something like 600 people at least on construction and then several hundred ongoing on the mine. If that company was able to get an investment facilitation agreement under the China Free Trade Agreement, it would mean that they could negotiate for unspecified and unlimited numbers of temporary skilled workers to be brought in to work on that mine, and their conditions and every other aspect of their employment could be negotiated and would only have to be to meet Australian minimum conditions. So they could, their pay could be lower than local workers working on equivalent projects. Now, that means those workers will be isolated from the rest of the workforce and they won't have the same rights as the rest of the workforce, and there will be less opportunities for local workers to work on that project.
But the red meat sector says the free trade deal has to be ratified now to abolish Chinese tariffs, an impost of $826 million a year. David Larkin.
It's one of the game changers, and it's critical that we see it implemented, and we see it implemented quickly. We will be at a distinct disadvantage to our closest competitors, which is New Zealand, who already have two tariff reductions on us, and then sheep and lambs and that side of the industry. That's absolutely critically important given the size of the Chinese market for both meat offal and particularly skin.
Some of the complaints raised to the Joint Parliamentary Committee have been that it's been too quickly signed, and that there needs to be, you know, more consideration on cheap labour imports. I mean, you represent the meat processing sector. If a Chinese investor took over your abattoir, they potentially could employ Chinese workers, couldn't they?
I think the reality of that is no. There are Chinese-owned abattoirs in the Australian meat processing industry today, and they still employ Australian workers and will do going forward. It must be said that the Australian meat processing industry is the biggest export manufacturing industry in the country, and we employ about 157,000 people. So clearly, employment and employment of Australians and the skill of Australians is important to us. We do have foreign workers in the industry, and they're an important part of the industry today. But they were an important part of the industry before the signing of the China Free Trade Agreement. And nothing about the China Free Trade Agreement is going to change our employment practices or the use of imported labour. For those who say that it was rushed into and signed too quickly, Serena, I'm not sure about 10 years and the value of 10 years negotiations. In actual fact, it was brought together very quickly at the end when both both China and Australia recognise the value of the international trade and the relationship grew. But you know, the China Free Trade Agreement has been on the table for 10 years, so anybody who says that it was rushed into is obviously needs to take a long look at the facts, I think.